need a fifth of dancer to help me with all the monsters in my head that I created from ashes of you and me. I need a drink some water is what I really should do, but I've been chugging that shit down and it doesn't help a thing. I need a fifth of dancer to help me with all the
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromny. Tweet at one of those handles, although you can't at mention Jeromny right now. I've been trying to do that. I think you're like ghost banned or whatever. Something
really?
Like that. I can't type your name into the search thing and like you come up. It's weird. So yeah, I don't know why that happened. Just that's FYI, bro.
Huh. I don't know if you guys said anything interesting.
I don't know, man. So
I think the only controversial thing I've said on never mind. Doesn't matter. Okay. Controversial. Yeah.
So tweet at Ski or I. At TSB Pod at TSB Ski and you give us your suggestions for movies. Also join the Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. Also watch us on Twitch every Wednesday or Thursday for the sports podcast, twitch.tv/abrog87. I haven't been putting stuff on YouTube lately. I'll probably catch up here soon. So if you want to watch the old Twitch streams, you can do so on Twitch or YouTube. Just search for Sports Brewery. You'll find them. Our movie this week is the final movie of zombie month, and it is Cargo. Comes from Booble, which is MTBooble1 on Twitter, and also I believe he's that in the Discord too. Cargo came out 2018 on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb, 65% on Metacritic. It is based on a short 7-minute film you can watch on YouTube right now. So if you think an hour and a half is too long, I'm in for 7 minutes of this storyline, you can go do that on YouTube right now.
The guy that starred in that little short is in this movie as well.
Who's that guy?
Remember the family that's like on the bank and he kills his family? That guy was apparently the star in the short. So.
My God, what a wonderful part of the storyline that whole scene was.
Yeah, very wholesome part of the movie there, yeah. That like 20-minute run there.
Jesus, this movie, man. All right, let's get to the cast and stuff. Martin Freeman stars as Andy. Susie Porter plays his wife named Kay. Simone Landers plays Toomey. Chris McQuaid plays Etta. Anthony Hayes plays Vic. Karen Pistorius plays Lorraine. David Gulpilil plays Cleverman. And that's it. That's all I got down. Written by Yolanda Ranke, who also wrote the movie Cold Heart and then the original short version of this movie. She also directed it and co-directed this movie with Ben Howling, who has only done this. So if you're interested in more Ben Howling, you're SOL.
Upright.
Apparently, so Simone Landers, who plays Toomey, plays an indigenous, you know, so the movie's set in Australia. She plays an indigenous Australian person, and I guess she did a lot of research and actually spent time with some indigenous people to figure out how to act. Although I'll say her character is, I mean, I don't know what would tell you that she did that. Because the character, you know, doesn't really give any of those characteristics. So I don't know. I read that after watching this and was like, really? Okay. I'll note it down, I guess.
Is Aborigine, is that kind of just like a catch-all for indigenous, like Australian, New Zealand kind of people?
I guess so. Yeah. And you know, I'll say to this movie's credit, that is not a side of that we have seen before. Because normally when we see, you know, indigenous tribes in Australia or something like that in a movie, it is very indigenous. It's, you know what I mean? It's like very old school in those terms. Like there's no modernization whatsoever. And these people who they're talking about, who is Toomey's family, like his mom, his, you know, grandparents, aunts and uncles and stuff like that. They are very modernized. Like they all went to.
It's like a reverse reverse thing. Very modern school, and then you know the. I don't think they actually call them zombies in this.
I don't think they do either. Yeah,
I think they call. I don't know. I can't remember what they call them. virals or something like that, I think is what they call them.
Yeah.
But yeah. So once the whenever the zombie things hit, they all go back to the bush and, you know, go back to the old ways kind of thing.
Yeah. And we should talk about the kind of zombies that are in this movie, too, because they are zombies. I mean, you get bit, you turn, you know, you die, you turn, but they're not the kind of zombies I've really ever seen before. So they move like zombies. They're sort of shuffly and slow. And then when they see blood or meat or whatever, they go after it and are sort of aggressive.
Kind of, yeah.
They're not fast. They're not like, they're scary in the sounds that they make and stuff like that, but they're not really, you know, they're not Train to Busan. They're not World War Z. They're not chasing after you 28 days later or whatever.
They got to drive on the left side of the road, so it's a whole different
changes everything. Yeah,
there. Yeah. The it's, toilet spins the opposite.
The toilet way. Spins the other way. The yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
They got the gross, like, goopy eyed zombies in this movie.
Yeah, and it's,
love a zombie with pink eye.
Yeah, I mean, they've been rubbing those eyes rough.
How relatable is that? You know what I mean?
Who hasn't been there?
We've all been there, man. Is that how the zombie outbreak started?
Someone farted in someone's face over Cheeto poops and GoldenEye Cheeto poops, and all of a sudden, zombies.
That makes sense. Why it's all orange, man?
Yeah,
you're putting two and two together, man.
Got to keep that third eye.
Yeah, that's
yeah. So I don't know what that stuff is supposed to be. Like, because
like I said, they call them viral. So clearly, it's some sort of viral infection that.
Yeah, but it's like this. It is. It looks like honey. So it looks like honey. It all of a sudden, when they reach that point, it covers their eyes and their face, and then they're just, and then suddenly they turn into a zombie, and all that stuff goes away. So I don't. They never explained how that works.
They do a very good job on, you know, not many zombie movies do like the becoming of a zombie, because I don't know if the little watch things were like given out, you know, in those care package things.
No, those are like government. Yeah. Those are like government issued government packets things. Literally, they're like their first aid kits you get on anything, and all of them have those things in them, because they all had the watch where it had the countdown of 48 hours.
48 hours.
Because they're to the point where they know that it takes 48 hours for a person to turn, give or take. And they also come with little suicide gun things. Not guns, but like those little sticker things that like literally just go in your brain and kill you. So when you reach that point, when you've handled everything that you need to handle in those 48 hours, then you can off yourself and hopefully save some people. That's the idea, I think. But the fact that that's the government is issuing those to their citizens tells you this has been around for a while and that it's kind of insane. So I don't know. Yeah, it is interesting watching a movie where it is so ingrained into society where they have stuff like that.
Yeah. And like I said, they do a good job of, you know, first you have like a seizure after like 24 hours. Then you have these weird things where you dig and like run your face into a wall kind of thing.
Yeah, what they call them, diggers? Is that what they called them?
Yeah,
where they would dig a hole in the dirt and bury their heads in there. And like, ooh. I remember Toomey mentioning at the end where they were like hibernating. He was like, they need the dark, and their heads are up against the wall and they're hibernating, like gaining energy or something like that. It's really really bizarre. No. Definitely different zombies than you've ever seen. Really,
this movie kind of gave me. Like the Last of Us kind of vibes to it, because it was more survival than, you know, zombie killing. And it is, like I said, it's a different kind of zombie. You know, Last of Us have the kind of slower zombies that, you know, they're not going to chase you down. They have the ones that do that, but standard zombie ain't going to really get you.
And you had mentioned it earlier too, sort of the seeing the progress of how one becomes a zombie over a span of a couple of days. Because usually when you're watching a zombie movie, it's really quick because they don't want to wait. They don't want to waste time on that part. But in this movie, that's the entire point. Is you know, once Martin Freeman's character gets bit by his wife, that he is going to turn. And he is going to eat his child, essentially. And so you're really hoping that's not going to happen. you're watching the movie trying to figure out how the hell he's going to make that not happen. And so, yeah, the seizure that first night where he actually got to the hospital, got to the school and the hospital, and there was, you know, nothing there because it's not really a hospital. But that first night where he started having like the arm seizures and stuff like that, shaking, losing control, and sort of passed out. And then the later on when he's in the cave with Toomey and he's rubbing his face against the wall to the point where it's bleeding and stuff, and then he sort of snaps out of it. Like that was wild, because either one of those nights it looked like he was going to turn, and then suddenly he just wakes up in the morning and he hasn't yet. That was wild.
It's a science. It's about 48 hours.
They had to study it. They had to mass manufacture all of those watches. Like, it's crazy.
Do you watch these zombie movies now? Like this one, it's 48 hours from bite to like full on whatever. And just wonder what would have happened if they put up some posters that said like 48 hours to stop the spread. And again, everyone just stayed inside.
Just stay in your house.
Stay inside.
Yeah. You know, could have worked. Where was Fauci? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ouchie Fauci, you know, right in the neck. Again.
I mean, did we see who manufactured those little like suicide jabs? Are those Pfizer?
That looked like Moderna. I think that was Moderna.
Was that Moderna?
I think that was Moderna.
Yeah.
It was Johnson & Johnson, but when you like pushed it, it went out the wrong way. Hey, guys, we got some COVID vaccine jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Dusting those off.
Hell yeah.
From 3 years ago. Let's go.
Hey, they ain't dying yet, baby.
Hey.
If you got the clot shot, am I right?
It's like these zombies, man. They're living forever. Let's go. Hey.
Let's get some fresh AstraZeneca jokes off. Everyone loves those.
I mean, if they had ivermectin, maybe they stopped this thing right in its tracks.
Again,
all I'm saying.
We're going back to Rogan twice this week. I love it.
I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just asking if you want to.
Just asking the questions, folks. Folks.
Big J journalism.
Hey, watching this movie, I kept thinking, like, Martin Freeman really sort of screwed up the whole thing, didn't he? I mean, he redeemed himself at the end, like he saved his child, everything was great, but all of it kind of happened because of him, didn't it? Like,
tell your wife that there's a zombie, and well, it's her fault for Zombie 101. You don't go off solo if you can. I mean, he's taking a nap too. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. But yeah, you tell someone there's a zombie in a place that they could possibly go.
Who are you protecting by lying?
Yeah,
like the fact that he goes in the boat, gets all the food, comes back out, and is like, "Oh yeah, no, it's fine. I was totally safe." Like, you,
yeah.
What do you think she's going to be more mad at you for?
It's almost like he like snuck off to like burn a heater and like didn't want to like tell. Oh, what do you? I don't know where that smoke smell comes from. I don't know.
Very weird.
Yeah, weird. I think some kid passed by and he was smoking a cigarette.
He was on a skateboard. Yeah. I promise you.
And he heard it in there. And not only did he hear it, but he saw the door open a little bit. So then he leaves and you don't mention anything? Like nothing?
Well,
so,
I think they're
so,
trying
so,
to...
So how about... So, you know, by the way, if you're lying to your wife, why not lie and make yourself sound way tougher? You know, like, yeah, I went in there. There was a zombie, but look, I brought back all this food. We're going to be great for months. Isn't this great? But also, there's a zombie in there. Don't go in there.
No, but I think the whole point is like, he's not like resourceful. He's not, you know, the fact that they're surviving, which first off, houseboat idea, never thought of it, never seen it. Genius.
Brilliant.
The only thing you really got to worry about is like, marauders that would come like get you, but zombies ain't get you on that houseboat. It's a fucking genius idea to be
1000%. Why would you ever leave the houseboat?
Yeah,
I guess if you need fuel, but they had fuel because remember he took the fuel from the houseboat to the car so they could fuel it up to try to take her to her hospital. Man,
I feel like we're sleeping on a marauders reference.
You like the
when
marauders?
Was the last time you heard a marauder? The roaming marauders.
Roaming marauders. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you got, you know, post-apocalyptic lifestyles, you have marauders.
Well, I know it's funny, as I guarantee you there's some high school in the Bible Belt or like the Oklahoma Panhandle that is called the Roaming Marauders. Yeah. The East Roaming Marauders.
The
I don't want to look that up.
The Outback during the zombie apocalypse, there's marauders.
Surprisingly, not as many. It was kind of just one dude that was kind of got a little rapey and a little, you know, racist-y. And,
dude, yeah. Vic is a bad guy. Vic Very is a bad guy. Yeah. Man, that was wild scenario. Wild scenario. Yeah. I was a little more surprised that Lorraine, or the woman he basically kidnapped and killed her husband or whatever. Is that what she said? Like her husband
didn't
or boyfriend?
Save them, like locked them in.
Left him to die and took her is basically the way I understood that happened. I'm a little surprised she wasn't more here, Martin Freeman. Take this gun and shoot him for me, please.
Or
I'll do it myself.
Like, that's the one thing that bothered me is why shoot the guy in the fucking head while he's sleeping?
She had access to do that at any point during that.
Didn't they watch Zombieland?
Yeah, right. Double tap.
Double tap. I mean,
at
come on.
Any point she could have just killed Vic.
Yeah, but I will say for her end. He's keeping her alive. Like, survival there. He's got the compound. He gets everything. If she kills him with no one, she's stuck alone. But when she has Martin Freeman there now, hey, you have, there's guns here. Shoot this guy in the fucking head right now.
Or just, you do it yourself. Like, it's very simple solution. Like, very simple.
Yeah. So where would you go? So you know, these zombie apocalypse kind of movies, there's kind of two ways you could go. Like I said, you could go the marauding way, or this creepy guy Vic's way, where you're just, you know, become a terrible person. But you live, you know, usually you live and you have more resources. Or you go the nice guy route and you try to, like, team up, and that's usually when bad things happen. Which route are you going? Are you going the cutthroat, this is survival shit? Are you going, like, oh, let's, you know, band together?
Well, we already know King's offing himself right away. So we already know.
Yes,
he's jabbing him.
Yeah, he's
got that jab in his
head. He's using the jab thing right in his brain.
Interest in living through a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So my question about Vic, though, is what was the purpose of him putting the people in cages to attract zombies and kill them?
Just to kill the zombies?
Just to kill the zombies? Just to, like, bring them together?
I thought it was to get the votes from Florida.
Oh, no. I mean, cage the immigrants, right? Doesn't that have to lock them up?
I think
it's also he's very racist as well.
Yeah. So
that's
no. But I was just trying to think if there was like a practical reason from his standpoint to even do that. Was it just to kill zombies, to like attract them and kill them before they sneak in out of nowhere or something? Or
he doesn't like the Aboriginal.
And because he's a racist asshole. Okay. Yes. Fair enough. If that's it, then that's it.
But so my other question is: so I said Martin Freeman's kind of like, you know, here's what you don't do in the survival. Does he kill a zombie ever in this? Because when they're shooting guns, I don't think he kills one. Vic kills them all.
Yeah, because he did pick up the gun and was like, don't make me carry you, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he had never shot a gun before, so he definitely missed a lot. Yeah. I don't think so.
And then even when, you know, he crashes the car and his, you know, the wife gets impaled, and after that, he sees the Toomey's dad right there, doesn't want to go bonk it. I mean, these aren't fast-moving zombies. You can bonk that one pretty easily.
He purposefully avoided hitting zombies.
Yeah.
Like, as if they were, like, still alive people.
People.
And to the point where it killed his wife. So, the whole reason they crashed is because he saw a zombie in the middle of the road and swerved.
I mean, she was dead anyway, or at least, but...
Fair.
Got him bit because of it.
But it would have been another 42 hours or something like that. But yeah.
No, yeah, so interesting to see like a what not to do zombie, you know. People in the movie are always the Woody Harrelson guys, right? They kill zombies very easily, and like they've been doing it all their lives, but here's a guy that can't do shit. And he dies. So go figure.
You wanna know what we need? We need a zombie movie with Michael Cera as the assassin.
Oh god, no.
What if I just throw a shoe at him?
That's exactly what he would do. You know, and then the Woody Harrelson character would come in and chop.
No, we don't need the Woody Harrelson. We just need to see Michael Cera. It'd probably be a very short movie.
He would die in the first 10 minutes.
So, like, just...
It'd be that short.
So a movie full of just that character type. So, like, Michael Cera, Jesse Eisenberg, like, just put them all in the same movie in the zombie apocalypse.
What if we just play Enya? It'll put him to sleep. Am I right, guys?
Did you guys ever see This Is the End?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think I did, actually.
Michael Cera was very funny in that movie. Because they made Michael Cera seem like a huge Hollywood big shot, to where he's like totally disrespectful to women. Like, I think he slap Rihanna's
ass? He does a lot of drugs too.
Does a lot of cocaine in that movie. It's very, very funny. At least that part was. I don't think that's a zombie movie. That's just like a...
It's like an apocalyptic.
World is blowing up movie. Yeah. I think to answer your question, Ski, I would probably do the group thing. Like, latch onto a group or something like that and, you know, try to make the best of it or something like that. Because I understand where you're coming from, where it's like you lone wolf it.
I would go lone wolf marauder.
I get it. Like, you only have enough for yourself. That's all you need. I get it. But I also see the value in other people being able to do different things. So that could be useful too. Also, I'm like real talk. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I got to find some insulin or I'm dead. So I got a literal clock. Like, insulin that's available, that's not going to be good for very long. And so my clock is probably like a year or something like that anyway. So I don't know.
Yeah. So you might as well go out marauding and having fun, right? Killing zombies.
Or do what we were talking about before and just like go out in a blaze of glory, like crashing a plane into Oakland Coliseum.
Can we get back to This Is the End real quick? Have you guys looked at the movie poster recently? Of course you haven't.
It's all like their heads like screaming or whatever, right?
But it goes, This Is the End, Michael Cera, Emma Watson, James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, and Jay Baruchel?
Baruchel.
Jay Baruchel.
Whatever. Like, that name does not belong with the other ones.
Frankly, Emma Watson doesn't belong because she's barely in the movie.
I mean, Michael Cera's barely in it too. Baruchel's actually in the movie the whole time, but...
Yeah, they got like one scene.
I mean, do you remember him... So him in Tropic Thunder is how I picture Baruchel in real life. Like, it's like, oh, I'm a Hollywood star here, but all the real stars are like, get the fuck out of here, guy.
Yes, exactly.
I picture Jay Baruchel as like that Dell guy, that Dell commercial guy from like the early 2000s.
Oh, Justin Long.
What I picture him as, or like even the Gateway Computers guy was like, I don't know, computers.
He's just a Canadian Justin Long.
Justin Long, star of Waiting.
Star of Waiting. Yeah.
I mean, technically, he was the lead role in the movie.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds had nothing but that movie's success.
Luis Guzman?
Nothing.
What's Luis Guzman been doing? He was great.
Probably making 20 movies a year still.
Yeah. All right, you guys got anything else on this one?
The only thing I did like, the very end, that little like crater where they all live in, at, you know, the Aboriginal tribe goes to. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Last of the Dogmen, Tom Berenger. It was like a mid-90s, when HBO movie that no one had HBO really then. But it's like, same thing, a Native American tribe is in this little like crater. And no one's ever seen this tribe ever. They're called the Dogmen tribe. Gave me that real vibes. I liked it at the end for that, at least.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think, we all know what you're talking about, for sure.
You should.
For sure.
If you want to see a movie where Tom Berenger is a tracker, and he probably got mouth cancer for how much chew he puts in this movie, you should watch Last of the Dogmen.
I mean, If you want us to watch that movie, you're gonna have to make us watch that movie.
I'm gonna have to find it first. There's no way Max is still carrying that HBO classic on.
I love
I have the VHS tape somewhere.
I love the scoff from King when you mentioned that.
I'm gonna make you guys watch it then if I can find it. We're doing Behringer month next month. We're gonna watch The Substitute. We're gonna watch this. I mean, we're Behringer monthing it. Major League. We're gold.
I'm in for Major League. We might be onto something here. Behringer movie month?
Yeah.
That might be great.
I do feel Sniper? Like Behringer missed. Watching Sniper. See, I feel like Behringer missed an opportunity to be like a wartime movie guy after Major League. And, you know, the war is not going well for the Yankees. And all of a sudden he just puts on, you know, some face paint. And he's like, we only got one thing left to do. Win the whole motherfucking thing, and then they just start blowing.
Have you never seen Sniper?
So
it's that I saw that Billy fucking him and Billy fucking Zane. It's so good, but it's that it's like two man wrecking crew of him and Billy taking people out.
Child,
I have a child. Definitely going to be Behringer month now. That's the next thing.
Let's see. So we got a few minutes left here. Good ending. I think like a sweet ending. I think we all knew Martin Freeman's character was going to die anyways. And so he came up
smart.
With the
smart plan really there at the end. Brilliant.
Really
plan.
Smart. Where it's as basic as you can possibly be. It's putting meat on the end of
horse
a stick.
Horse and a carrot. It's
exactly
all it
that. It's a horse and a carrot. Put meat on the end of a stick, has it in front of him, has the girl, like, has his daughter on his back, and then the girl.
Hey, yo.
And then hanging on to it and making sure he doesn't attack both of them. It's genius.
This movie had been miserable for Martin Freeman. I guarantee it was 1,000 degrees when they were shooting, and he's carrying around a baby the whole time on his back.
No doubt.
Oh, God.
Like, Australian outback is like 120 degrees minimum. And you know what I looked up to is they had four kids play Rosie, the baby. And so, you know, like, each kid goes from air-conditioned, like, trailer to shoot 10 minutes, got hot, starts crying, and then they swap them out. You can't do that if you're Martin Freeman. As much as you really want to. And you got that big ass, like, King, you know this, man. When you got those big ass, like, kid carrier backpack
things,
they're
the worst.
Your back is sweating. It's sweating like crazy. Like, you're not wrong, Ski, man. He must have had a miserable time. There's
miserable time.
And the good thing is he's like the only, like, one of the only people in this movie. So I'm sure he got a lot of money to make this movie. Like, all the budget probably.
Did you say a budget?
I didn't. You know what? I didn't look that up. Holy shit.
Couldn't have been too much.
I'll look that up while we give our scores. But by the way, so movie comes from Booble. And so, I mean, anybody can give their score right now. Let's go ahead and rate this thing.
What's it out of this week?
I think we should go 5.
5? Okay. Let me ruminate. Ski, what you got?
I really want to get this to a 4, but I don't think I could quite get there. So I'm going to go like 3.9. I don't love zombie movies, but this one I like very much. If it was 15 minutes shorter, it would hit that real sweet spot.
I'm giving it a 3.3 out of 5. Gets you into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. That's a really solid average. I could not find a budget. There's no box office because it's a Netflix movie, so it might just be one of those ones. Yeah, you know, this movie is a good movie. I won't watch it again.
Nope.
But it was I definitely enjoyed it. I think the payoff at the end was very good, based on all the shit we saw Martin Freeman's character go through. A lot of it was like self-inflicted. At the beginning, but he really sort of figured things out as he was going on, because he realized that I'm going to die. I got to save my kid no matter what. Who's going to help me save my kid? All right. You and me, Toomey. It's us. And so, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll give it a four. Yeah. I don't feel bad giving it a four. This is a good movie.
Can I say something? I have a child. He should have said that in this movie.
Yeah.
We have like 20 seconds left. Yeah. I watched two movies this week. I watched Cargo. After I realized that the movie I watched set in one of the Dakotas with a wood chipper was the wrong movie.
Watch Fargo. Should watch Congo. You should have watched.